"If you please, miss," I heard Bridget say, "your father said I was to bathe and dress you." "Bridget, my name is not Miss, it's Charlotte." "I'll not be wanting to take the liberty, miss." I turned to face her. "Even if I want you to?" "I don't think the master would approve, miss." "But if I asked you..." "Not wishing to be impertinent, miss," Bridget said in a barely audible voice, "but it's master who pays my wages." I looked into her eyes. Bridget looked down. I felt a pain gather about my heart. There was a soft knock on the door. "Shall I answer it, miss?" Bridget whispered. "Yes, please," I said with great weariness. Bridget opened the door to the other maid, Mary. Mary entered and curtsied. "Miss," she said to me, "master asked that Bridget take and destroy all your old clothing, miss. He also requests that I bring your journal down to him, miss." I looked at the two of them, the timidity of their postures, the unwillingness to engage me with their eyes. "Mary," I said, "that is your name, isn't it?"
"Yes, miss."
"Would you call me Charlotte if I asked you to? Be my friend." Mary stole a nervous glance at Bridget. "Would you?"
"I shouldn't think so, miss."
"But why?" I pleaded.
"Master wouldn't have it, miss. I should be dismissed."
I could not reply. Then, after a moment, Mary said,
"I'll be happy to take the journal down now, miss."
"Shall I fetch it, miss?" Bridget asked me. I went to the trunk, found the book, and gave it to Mary. She curtsied, and without another word, and still avoiding my look, stepped soundlessly from the room, shutting the door behind her. I went back to the window.
"Shall I assume that all the clothes in the trunk, miss, are old?" Bridget asked finally.
"What will happen to them?"
"Give them to the poor, I should think, miss. Mistress is very kind that way."
"There is one thing I must preserve," I had the wits to tell her. Hurriedly, I removed my sailor's clothing.
"Are those to be kept, miss?"
Bridget asked in puzzlement. "I wish to show them to my parents," I lied.
"Very good, miss."
My trunk was unpacked. I bathed. How strange that was! The filth fairly floated off. I dressed, helped, or rather interfered with, despite my protestations, by Bridget. But instead of going downstairs, I dismissed her, then sat on my bed, marveling at its softness. In truth, I was trying to compose myself. I was afraid to go downstairs. A call, I knew, would come soon enough. But as I sat there, a memory came of my first moments upon the Seahawk. How alone I felt then. How alone I was now. "Oh, Zachariah," I whispered to myself, "where are you? Why don't you come for me?"